have a presentation on Alcoa's application for another 50 years license to control and use the Yadkin Petee River to, among other things, generate electrical power, which it sells on the national power grid. The Stanley County Commissioners are opposing Alcoa's application. Here is Gene Ellis with Alcoa.
Thanks again, Leon, for providing time to talk about the relicensing of the Yadkin project. I've gotten good feedback from folks in the community about these segments, and I appreciate the opportunity to help everyone understand the issues a little bit better. I want to talk to you today about the issue of a federal takeover. I'm going to describe to you what the law says about a federal takeover, tell you why it's no longer an option, and explain why Alcoa will aggressively fight to make sure it doesn't happen. As you know, beginning in October, the state's Environmental Review Commission, which is comprised of legislators from across the state, is preparing to study water issues along the Yadkin River. The group has been asked to study three specific issues, and a federal takeover of the Yadkin project is not one of them. But Stanley County still says that a federal takeover, or recapture, as they call it, should be studied by the state. That's not what we agreed to, and quite honestly, it's wasteful to study it. The deadline to pursue a federal takeover of the Yadkin project expired more than 2 years ago, and any further study is a waste of time and money. I'll explain in more detail, but first, I want to remind folks why we're discussing the issue of a federal takeover. When Alcoa began the relicensing process more than 6 years ago, we invited a host of folks who had an interest in the Yadkin River to participate, and many did get involved, including the city of Albemarle, the town of Baden, Stanley County, and others. As we worked on a relicensing agreement that would provide significant benefits to the people of North Carolina, we developed a package that offered many benefits to the people who live here. Under a new license, the city of Albemarle can receive up to 30 million gallons of water per day, about five times the amount they currently use, for a readily available water supply. The town of Baden will receive land for a new waterfront park along the lake, and we agreed to provide more than 1,000 acres of land to expand Morrow Mountain State Park. Everyone agreed that these new attractions would help draw more visitors to Stanley County. The city of Albemarle and the town of Baden were pleased with the relicensing agreement and support a new license for Alcoa. But Stanley County wanted more and decided that if we wouldn't give in to their demands, they wanted to take over our business. For more than a year, Stanley County has been pushing for a federal takeover of our business. They have spent taxpayer money and hired lobbyists and lawyers and marketing firms, all in an effort to persuade legislators that they should try to take Alcoa's business after nearly 100 years of operation. So let's take a look at what the law says about a federal takeover. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission does have the authority to recommend that the federal government take control of a private hydroelectric project at the end of a license term. That is true. But the Federal Power Act is very explicit about how the federal takeover process works at the end of a license term, and the simple fact of the matter is that the deadline to pursue a federal takeover expired more than 2 years ago. Let me say that again, Leon, just to make sure everyone understands it. The deadline to pursue a federal takeover of the Yadkin project expired more than 2 years ago. I've repeated this statement like I have so many other times because, as many times as we've said it, Stanley County simply doesn't believe it. Here's what the Federal Power Act says. A recommendation to take over a hydroelectric project must be provided within 2 years of expiration of the license. The 50-year license for the Yadkin project expired on April the 30th, 2008, which would have required a federal agency to issue a takeover notice by April the 30th, 2006. That never happened. In fact, no federal agency has ever expressed any interest in the taking over of the Yadkin project. Government regulations relating to federal takeover also require that any federal agency recommending a takeover of a hydroelectric project must make such a recommendation before the end of the comment period for a license application. In that case of the Yadkin project, the comment period ended on June the 25th, 2006, again, more than 2 years ago. These are important points that Stanley County conveniently chooses to overlook. But the fact is, to this day, no federal agency has even suggested that they might be interested in a takeover of our project, and even if they wanted to recommend a takeover now, the deadline has passed. And the final environmental impact statement issued by in April 2008, FERC staff recommends issuing a long-term license to Alcoa. It reiterates that no federal agency has expressed interest in a takeover, says a federal takeover is not a reasonable alternative and won't be considered further. A few other points that might be of interest to some of your listeners include, one, the federal government has never tried to take over a private hydroelectric business anywhere in the entire 88-year history of the Federal Power Act. Two, a federal takeover of the Yadkin project would require approval of the entire Congress. Three, the right to take over a private hydropower business at the end of a license term belongs exclusively to the federal government and cannot be exercised by or for the benefit of the state or county government. Stanley County has never explained how having the federal government exercise its takeover right would give ownership of the Yadkin project to either the county or the state of North Carolina. Nonetheless, Stanley County's lobbyists and lawyers continue to push for a federal takeover. Just for the sake of argument, let's assume the state of North Carolina did want to pursue a federal takeover and could figure out a way for the federal government to transfer the project to the state. What would that mean to you and your listeners? First, it would most likely cost taxpayers like you and others hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase and maintain the dams. And second, there is no guarantee that Stanley County residents would see any benefit at all. On top of that, the county would lose the tax revenue that Alcoa currently pays. As for the water, the state would still be required to get permission from the federal government before withdrawing water. It would still have to send water downstream to meet the needs of downstream users, and it would still have to manage the complex challenges that Alcoa has been tackling for nearly 100 years. So the study or the discussion of a federal takeover is pretty much irrelevant at this point. As I've said, the deadline to pursue federal takeover has passed, and any further discussion is a waste of time and money. In closing, Leon, Alcoa has invested heavily in this community. We've been here for nearly 100 years, and we own more than 38,000 acres of land along the Yadkin River. Beginning in 1915, we spent about $80 million of our own money to build this hydroelectric project and create reservoirs such as Baden Lake. Now we're prepared to spend another $240 million to upgrade our dams and powerhouses to improve water quality in the Yadkin River. We're a good corporate citizen. Alcoa remains the largest taxpayer in the county and one of the most generous companies in the area when it comes to supporting local nonprofit organizations like the Stanley County United Way and others. We hope to stay here for many more years to come, and we're hopeful, too, that FERC will issue APGI a new long-term license early next year so the people of North Carolina can begin to enjoy the many recreational and environmental benefits included in our relicensing agreement. Thanks, Leon, and I look forward to talking with you again next month.
That was Gene Ellis with Alcoa. The Stanley County Commissioners were also offered time to make a presentation stating their viewpoints on the issue, but did not wish to do so at this time. Don't miss it. It's the annual Albert